said I'm sorry. Blasting all today's hit tunes, 95.2 FM. Welcome, this is Live on I-95. We're recording this live at the gas station on I-95, where I work as the gas man. Let's get right into it. Here's my conversation at the gas station with my old friend Dave Rosinski. Dave Rosinski is a stand-up comedian from New York City who talks about how he's lived in Florida, and he genuinely surprised me at the gas station earlier today. You can hear the shock in my voice. We talk about a lot of amazing stuff, like a fight that broke out at one of his shows, and we talk a little bit about World War III, too. That's at the end. The end will shock you. And the beginning starts with about 5 minutes of Dave speaking almost nonsense, but that's just who Dave is. Get past those first 5 minutes, and we share a few great laughs. Thank you for listening to Live on I-95. Here's my old friend Dave Rosinski surprising me at the gas station and hanging out for a great talk. Live on 95.
What time is it?
Dave?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing here?
Oh, wait, you work here at the gas station?
Yeah.
Why do they call you the gas man? Is it because you have gas?
Yeah, here at the gas station. Yeah. Are you here filling up your tank? What are you doing?
Oh, no, my tank is at home. I'm just filling up my helicopter.
Dave, you haven't changed a bit. How have you been, man?
Well, I've changed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm good. What about you?
Oh, you know, other than working here, I'm all pretty good. You have a car now. That's cool.
Thank you. Is that a picture of the chair that disappeared from my house behind you?
No, I'm so glad you asked that. This chair has been hanging here at the gas station since before I worked here. But I do agree that it looks exactly like the chair that I took from your house. And it makes me think of you all the time when I'm working in here. And I'm always working in here. So it's amazing that you walked in here, dude.
Have you ever seen that movie, Dude, Where's My Chair?
Dude, Where's My Car?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
What's been going on? Where are you driving to?
Nothing. I'm just driving me crazy. You know, same destination. Just a new vehicle. What about you?
Is that a Honda? A Kia?
No. It's something that's still not on the market. What about you? How much are you benching these days?
I do squats, basically, and burpees. Property?
You do property squats?
No, with like the dumbbell. I lift metal up over my head.
What do you gas station guys think of cyber squatting? What do you think about that? You think it's cool? You think it's something we should keep going?
By cyber squatting, I'm assuming that you mean like buying a website domain name and sitting on it. Like, is that what that term means, if I remember correctly? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I've never cyber squatted anything, although I do have a portfolio of domains. And I don't know how other gas people feel about it, because I'm the lonely gas man here. There's another guy who works here with me, and that's it. It's just us. And I never talk to him because he doesn't open up to me.
How do you guys feel about, as the gas guys who don't talk to each other, how do you guys feel about the five-finger discount?
You haven't changed a bit, man. I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here at this gas station.
Where are you mostly set up these days, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, no,
it's Connectivity?
Cool. I'm pretty much in this area, but it's like my private area, so it's pretty much my private area. Why? What about you?
You know, I'm standing right here. This is where I live. You hear about the aliens from space that are washing up on the coast in Australia lately.
I haven't heard about that. Wait, are you talking about the coast of Australia?
Yeah. Yeah.
The northern coast?
Not that I don't know which coast. I mean, does it matter? They're space aliens and they're washing up on the coast.
Yo, does Australia have like East Coast and West Coast beef, or is that just here?
Well, they don't have, I don't know. I don't know what their pop music scene is like there right now, but I don't think that they have that beef. That was an American thing.
It's not like, you know, all the crocodile hunters want to like go on walkabout.
I don't know. Maybe they do rap about that. I don't know. Is Eminem Australian? I don't know. I think he's from Detroit.
I don't know. That name Marshall is very Australian. And Mathers, that's definitely an Australian last name. There's no Mathers is on New Zealand or in New Zealand. How do you say it? It's like, am I in Staten Island or am I on Staten Island?
You're no. About Staten Island.
Hey guys, I'm on Brooklyn. Hey guys, I'm on Staten Island. Makes sense, right? But not really.
No, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, man. How long have you been working here?
It'll be a year.
A year more week. Than 3 years. So that's four.
I didn't hear what she said. Can you say it again?
I didn't hear what you say.
This is starting to feel like an ambush.
Look, I wasn't hiding in the bushes trying to get you, if that's what you mean.
I never got to ask you about the slap. It was Will Smith. It was Chris Rock. It was a really big deal. What'd you think?
I remember the night it happened. I was a little girl at the time growing up in New Jersey. And when my parents came home and... wait, what was the question again? I'm just kidding. No, I thought it was really bad for comedians. That's, you know, it's like, oh, you don't like my act. Now you can run up on stage and attack me, you know, which I'm waiting for someone to do now because I'm going to beat the crap out of them. Are we allowed to say crap on this program?
Yes,
And honestly, I heard like Wanda Sykes say the same thing because it's true. You know, it's like, you don't like what I'm saying, you don't have the right to come up here and just hit me. Like, that opened the door to it, kind of. And I was saying that, and then a couple of weeks later, the same shit happened to Chappelle, you know? He got attacked on stage because someone didn't like what he was saying, which, you know, if you do stand-up, it's like, that's horrible because it's just jokes. You're just doing jokes. It's like an act, like, you know? It's like, you can't, like, I hate all the commercials I see on television a million times, like I don't attack my TV because I don't like it, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I want to smash it into thousands of pieces, but I haven't, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Were you watching the Oscars when that happened?
No, I was actually doing a show that night and then everyone was talking about it at the show and I was trying. For like immediately I felt like the same way I still feel now about it. I was like, oh wow, that really opens the door to us getting attacked on stage. You know, if someone's doing jokes and they don't like it, like you could just run up and like beat them up, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much an open invitation.
And I like to fight with the audience when I do stand up. It's fun. I like to talk and fight a little bit. And, you know, it would just be crazy if that happened. Like, which I've gotten threatened before on stage, but.
Oh, like when? You
know, I don't know. I remember once I was doing a show in the city and I was like, there was like people from Italy. And I was like, what? I was like, you come to America for sex to fuck. And they were like, I bring my gun. And I was like, they didn't let you bring it on the plane. And, I don't know, like stuff like that. But that you know, that doesn't happen. I mean, I would like to beat up Eric I on stage, but that's different.
What happened to him? How would you beat him up?
It's a mystery. It's really a mystery. That's just a metaphor.
I know.
You know.
Have you spoken to him recently? What was the last?
No, not in years. But
what was the last you heard from him?
I don't know, like 1998. It's been a while.
Do you have any memory of his comedy show in the downstairs of comics?
At Ochi's Lounge? No, but yeah. I have a show at Ochi's tonight at 7:30.
Tonight?
No, I'm just kidding. That's like 20 years ago.
I know, but it's behind me. I'm here at this station now. Uh-huh. Yeah, Ochi's closed must have been like 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was Ochi's was the basement of a comedy club, if I'm not mistaken. And they named it after one of the great people who worked there.
Mm.
But it's like, why name the basement of a club? Anything. Like, it wasn't even the basement. I'm sorry. I'm going to retract that. It was more a 2x2 area by the bathrooms.
I remember, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think if you were like at the main comedy club upstairs, like seeing whoever, like if you wanted to use the restrooms, you had to like walk by a stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I remembering that correctly? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's always nice. Bathroom's right by the stage. Feels good.
So you're doing shows galore, huh?
Yeah, I have been down here.
How is the stand-up scene? Please explain. Like, how did you break in down there?
I don't know. I just did a few shows, met some people, and then I don't know. I guess, oddly enough, my New York kind of act that I do goes over well in South Florida. You know, and it's kind of universal because some of the shows I do are like mostly like Latin rooms, you know, like all the comics will be, and I'll be like the one exception guy. And, but still, like, you know, my stuff goes over, I guess, somehow. I don't know.
Dude, that's awesome. When was the first time you found out that you were big in Latin rooms?
I don't know. I guess once I started doing shows down here, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
What are the venues like?
There's a lot of bar shows. There's a lot of like shows and like restaurant shows, which are horrible. Like, but it's cool. But a lot of comics here like have a hard time doing it, where people are kind of eating at their table, and then you're like doing like performing in front of them, and it's like they're just like, oh, you're gonna eat, you're gonna keep eating and talking, you know. There's a lot of that here, kind of shows. I don't know if that's something you're interested in, but
no, I'm definitely interested. We could talk about maybe teaming up for some gigs. I'm wondering, down south, have you ever gotten into it with any audience there, like picking on people in the audience when you're down there?
Yeah, I always pick on people in the audience, but like no one really has, like, I don't know. Yeah, I've gotten a few like hecklers, like people wanting to going along with the act, but like nothing really too crazy, you know.
Wait, what did people who wanted to what? Go out back?
No, go along with my act. Go along with my act. You know, because like, I ask women how much they bench, if they're on steroids, what's going on at the gym. You know, people, they get into it sometimes, you know. You know, it's, yeah, like stuff like that. Like, you know, they start to interact. They feel comfortable, you know, like they act like they know me, you know. So I'll talk to them a little, you know.
I guess to know you is kind of to like want to like wrestle you and like get on stage with you, right?
Yeah, they all want to wrestle. And then, you know, have a pillow fight after.
No, but wait, can you really walk me through that? Because from your time doing comedy in New York to doing it down south, like, have you started to pick on people more? Like, do you remember any other incidents?
Well, there was, I remember we did this one show at the, on the top of the Chinese food deli on 32nd Street.
Oh, Manhattan. Yeah. Wait, you remember that show? They would give us free food.
Yeah, we would get free sushi and, what the hell? It was like,
I like fasted
Japanese like fusion deli with like an upstairs comedy show in a huge room. Remember that place?
Yeah, dude. I like didn't eat for like 2 days before the gig.
What the hell was that place called? God, it was horrible that we would used to do shows there. What was it called?
I can't remember, but wasn't the mic and the setup just like on the floor with like
no, there was actually a stage. There was a stage that someone built. I don't want to name any names, but it was Eric Guy again. I know we already talked about him, but it was his Japanese-Chinese deli show. Whatever the hell. What was that place called on 32nd Street?
Yeah, I don't know, probably.
So anyway, one time I was there was this girl there. She was wasted, and she was with her, like, I don't know, like, hairstylist, like this giant gay dude, like they were together at the show wasted, and she was talking shit with me, and I brought her up on stage and I made her do a dance for this guy who I brought up on stage too. Like, she gave him a lap dance and she was just so drunk. And I remember I got off stage, and then this guy who was brought on the show was like a bringer. It was his first time doing comedy. He went up and he tried to mess with this girl in the audience who I already had like doing crazy stuff on stage. She came up, grabbed the mic stand from him and attacked him with it. Okay. And it was just absolute chaos. Like, the whole audience, her hairdresser friend was beating people up. Like, it was Chris. I remember Chris, Laker was there, and he was just, he said it was the craziest thing he ever saw in stand up ever. This was this poor kid's first time doing comedy, and this girl attacked him on stage with a mic stand.
That is absolutely.
She was swinging it at him like this. Like, it was crazy.
What was the first timer's name? It was like, and he was John Mulaney.
Yeah, it was John Mulaney, but it was John F. Mulaney.
Was it John F. O'Donnell?
No, you wish. John F. O'Donnell, he just emailed me this morning.
Did he?
I guess, yeah. But and,
wait, what was the fallout from that fight? Like, how did you proceed after that brawl?
I mean, I just went up and did a tight seven.
You had to go up?
No, this all happened after my set, you know? But after that, it was a brawl. It was like a whole brawl. Like, it was crazy. People were getting, like, thrown around. It was like, nuts. We don't need that. See, that's even before the whole Chris Rock getting slapped.
Yeah, you originated it.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But it's a thing, I guess.
It started with that brawl you just described.
It started way back in history with that Rock MCA and me, Mike D.
It started way back in 2009.
Nine.
On 32nd and Lex. Shit, man.
No, it was more like 6th Avenue.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. What'd I say, Lex? Jeez.
Yeah, that's all the way east.
Wait, wasn't there another place in that area?
You got an east infection? What? What place?
Just hold on. You hear that siren? Just take a minute.
Are they coming for you?
It's the comedy police that are coming for you.
Let's have a moment of silence for the siren.
It's Okay, it's the stand-up police. They're gone.
The comedy police, yeah.
Dude, don't you remember there was another venue? Of course you remember. It was an Irish place.
Uh-huh.
McFlan. It was in that neighborhood. You did a show there, and it was like, from what I remember, it was upstairs in a bar, and there was a one of the weeks that I did it, the only light was like a desk lamp. You know what I mean?
Oh, there was a desk
lamp. You're like and the and a, golden rabbit.
There's a desk lamp and a toy megaphone instead of a mic. It's like, hey, everybody, listen to my jokes.
Yeah, people are like, make it stop. My ears are bleeding.
Bleeping or bleeding?
There's no bleeping, man. You can curse all you want. It's a gas station. Why would you even ask that? How dare you?
No, are these to take home
from the gas station? You can have whatever you want.
I need a
sweetie. I will hook you up.
And I'm going to take this to my car, and I'm going to not give it to you.
Okay. You can have all the paper towels.
How much is this hand sanitizer?
It's free for you, man.
It's already mine. That was a trick question.
Trick answer.
You guys by any chance sell tape for my empty roll?
Oh, man. Listen, I'm still stunned by that story of the brawl. I never knew about that fully, bro. You kept that from me.
If you ever see Chris Laker, ask him about it. I'm sure he remembers. If you ever see Chris Laker
again. If I ever see Chris Laker, I'm texting him right now. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to even let it wait. I'm going to war dial him, call him until he, please. I'm going to be like, please pick up. I want to ask you about this one brawl for all. Because I think I only, wait, did the show continue after that?
No.
Do you have a clear memory?
Yeah, I do. The show was over. It was definitely over after that. It was definitely over.
There was no more show. It was on like Saturdays, no, I think, right?
I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Did you have to know there was no more show, or were you kind of like, that's probably it because there was like a brawl?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question, dude. What happened to the guy who was going up for the first time? You said he was attacked, right?
Yeah, I never saw him again. I don't think he probably never did comedy again after that. Can you imagine getting beat up? Like, you're like, oh, I want to try comedy. And then some like drunk girl beats you up with a mic stand. Like, you'd be like, I'm never doing this comedy thing again.
I know. Oh my God. I know. Oh my God. It's kind of sad because like he got to the point where he was like, I'm going to do it in this weird sort of odd off the beaten path restaurant and sort of like an odd venue, right? Wouldn't you agree? And then like,
yeah,
like it's a straight up assault.
Yeah, it's an odd venue. And also it's an odd place to have your first bringer show and get beat up in front of your friends and family playing. Hey, my mom's here. My mom's here, everybody.
Wait, you're telling me this was a bringer show? Like, that place made you bring people?
No, it was the, God, I hate to bring this up for the third time today, but it was Eric I's bringer. It was his show. He had bringer comics. They bring people to these shows.
Wait, so for people who don't know, like, how many people do you have to bring to do a spot at this?
I have no idea. I mean, I personally, I would think it's like if you bring one, that should be enough because
yeah,
you're doing a show in a freaking deli.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme. Like, I mean, that makes a Ponzi scheme look good. How did you meet Eric I to begin with? Do you remember the show or the place?
Yeah, no, I think I answered a Craigslist ad. It was about bartering 5-6 2-gallon jugs of water for some firewood. And I was trading firewood at the time. So.
That's pretty cool. So do you have a top five favorite rappers ever, or like top two? I can play whatever music I want to at this gas station, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, until your parents get home. Tough guy.
I have to ask you for recommendations because I.
All right, my favorite rapper, I would have to say, is Green Day. And my number two, UB40's Red Red Wine. Red Red Wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. That's like a rap, right?
Yeah, I like to do it. It's definitely a rap. Yeah. I like to do it like Werner Herzog. It's like, all of the time. UB40 was huge. Oh, people forget they were like a huge group. Did you ever see them live?
Yeah. Forget 1989. No, thank goodness I haven't. But
who was the last band you saw live? You're like, that would have to be Eric I.
Right before COVID, I saw what's that band called? The Jack White band, his other band, not the White Stripes, the one with all those other musician dudes. What is it called?
The Rencontres.
Right, yes. I saw them in the city for an iHeartRadio show. It was a super small venue. It was awesome. It was like right in front of the stage. They were awesome. I saw that. I know I saw Paul at Barclays, and I think those were like the last two big concerts I went to that I could think of. Paul McCartney, that is, by the way.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Paul from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Also, what is iHeartRadio?
It's like a place where you fought.
Hey, Dave, can you remind me, didn't you see Paul McCartney once and he did like a pop-up show in the city and you said he kind of bombed?
Yes. God. Yeah, it was like a weird, where was that? It was in like Grand Central and I was like at work and it was like right across the street from where I was at work. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs and see Paul, and then I saw it, but it was not cool.
Not cool how?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like people don't like when Paul just plays his like he's like, oh, here's my new album, everybody, and everyone's like, fuck your new album. Play Strawberry Fields and Hey Jude, you know, and like that's pretty much all people want to hear. Beatles and Wings, like, and then whenever like Paul does this, and it's like his new songs that are like sad like 70-year-old guy songs, you know, then everyone's like, oh, okay, well, you know.
I remember that you went to a street meet cart in the city and you saw Paul McCartney's drummer.
Yeah, and I was going to the show that weekend. That was the first concert at Citi Field. I don't know if you've ever heard of Citi McFields, but it's the home of the New York Mets.
And, yeah, they're playing pretty well right now. Them and the Yankees are number one.
I mean, they're playing pretty good for a girl. I'll give them that much. But the Braves won 11 in a row, and the Phillies came out of nowhere and won 10 in a row. So it's going to be a tough year for the Mets still.
I'm trying to fall off because I don't care about these leagues anymore. And what's your favorite sport, though? What do you feel about?
How could I not care? Like, I'm a Mets fan forever. Like, I was, you know, and it's like, and here I watch every single Mets game.
Really?
Down south, skibbity dangity dang. But yeah, I watch every Mets game here. So, and they're playing great, which is amazing. It's been a fun season so far. But like I said, bring on the Braves and bring on the Phillies.
That's amazing. How do you watch every single Mets game? Do you get to bet on the games at all?
No, I don't bet.
Isn't it crazy how betting was illegal like a year ago and now it's like on people's phones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. A lot of things have changed. It's great.
I'm so psyched that you're here. Step back inside with me.
Okay.
You don't know about the aliens, huh? Like, I mean, you know aliens.
No, I do. I know a lot about the aliens. I know a lot about aliens.
At first I thought I want to do a show for aliens, but then I thought to myself, I don't want anything to do with space people. What do you
I was thinking like a show against aliens rather than a show for aliens. Like we should show. No, I mean,
my number one thing is peace and love. Peace, love, and gas.
Well, here's the thing, gas man. The aliens, they might not be so friendly when they come here and give you your probe and suck out the hemoglobin from your blood through your eyeballs. So, you know, as they're rumored to do.
I think
you ever hear about that rumor? You ever hear about that rumor?
No, what? Which one? That they, like, torch people? Yeah, I've heard those. Yeah,
it's not torture. It's just basically... I don't know. Have you heard about like how they find cows in Mexico and I don't know, in other southern parts of America that are just like found with their blood completely drained from their corpses? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have.
Well, there you go. What else can I say except aliens?
Well, you bring up some interesting points. Have you heard of the Skywalker Ranch?
Yeah, I have.
A lot of stuff like that happened there. That's in America. But I think they chalk it up to like nuclear waste as well.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What do you think the aliens want with the cows?
Well, the rumor is that they're abducting humans also. And cows have a similar thing in their blood to humans with the hemoglobin. And apparently this dying alien race that's here, they need it. And sometimes they abduct humans or cows to withdraw the blood. Don't you watch Ancient Aliens?
Is that hosted by Action Bronson?
I don't know. Is your Google blocked like in China?
Nah, man. We got great Wi-Fi here. That's how I'm able to do the show.
That's how you pronounce it? Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi?
What is Wi-Fi?
I don't know. Why don't you give me a high five?
Do you remember the first time you ever went on the internet?
Yeah, I do, actually. It was 1970. I was a little girl growing up in a farm. Land. I was wearing a beautiful dress that day. I was running through the field. And yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I do. I remember I was looking up different song lyrics with my friends.
I remember in college, and this is like my first, I remember my first semester, it was like 95, I think. 95. And I had a roommate in like a quad, I think. And he was on the internet talking to a girl in Ohio. And we made fun of him for almost the entire year.
You're still like, making fun of him, dude.
You're talking to a girl on the computer? On the computer? It was so weird at the time. So.
Oh, it was shocking. I remember. All that stuff was like really.
And now I'm talking to you on the computer.
What did you say?
And now I'm talking to you on the computer.
I know.
Now is this going to be on my computer?
Every day. Yeah, man. This goes live. So we're currently with this show, number one in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is pretty big for us. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. And yeah, it'll be on your computer. I'll send you the link. You can help promote it, right? Are you on Twitter? Are you doing social media?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
What do you think about TikTok?
Yeah. I might do it one day. What about you?
I never do it. I've never gone on there. I look at it like a drug. Like, I feel like once I went on, I'd want to do it a lot. Mm-hmm. So I try to stay off of Instagram, too. And I suspended all my Facebook, but you know, Facebook's the same company as Instagram, as we know.
Facebook's company is the same as Three's company, that show.
Oh, that 80s sitcom? Yeah, it was a good show. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is more likely to hear this? Like Zuckerberg or the space aliens that we talked about?
Well, I feel like the
space... Or, hold on, third option, comedian Eric.
I would say that the space aliens are probably listening right now anyway. So,
well, I love them. I love them very much. And I love them infinitely.
Dearly.
If they're if they can hear us in this gas station that we're standing in right now, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I hear you.
So you think the signal's that strong? You think that they're the most likely to hear it? Hear you?
I feel like this particular episode is going to reach the desk of Zuckerberg at some point. It'll be there waiting for him one day in the morning with his coffee and newspaper, you know? And it's just a matter of time. All we have to do, I guess, is leave a certain embedded message in this presentation that reaches the audience that we're targeting here, which in this particular instance is Zuckerberg and the aliens. Who else do you want to listen to the show?
Well, I want neither of them to listen to the show, and I'm going to edit this part out so they won't hear.
All right. Well, look, it's like, you know, you can't go on a plane and say the word bomb. You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing this out of respect. Yeah. Do you think that Zuckerberg, I love that you had him with his coffee and his paper in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, he's really into like print media still, you think? He sits with the paper.
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. He's still using toilet paper. He's still human.
I know.
I don't know about.
I know, bro. Bro, tell me about it, bro. We all use the same TP, bro.
TP for what? For my bunk hole, bro.
That's a reference to Beavis and Butthead, yeah?
That's right.
Nice, dude. I got it. I got it, bro.
Up all TP for my bunk hole. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't know. What else can we say about these tech titans of media, you know?
Oh, I mean, tell me what you think about Elon Musk.
Are you going to stick around for this one or no?
I'm here, yeah. I got to get water.
I got to get coffee.
You want coffee?
Yeah, make me a pot. So you're taking your Toyota and taking it to Pittsburgh?
Oh my God. We're thinking about it, yeah.
When are you going?
Well, it's for around possibly 4th of July time, which would be nice because that's a time that my wife and I would like to get out of the gas station, get out of town for, you know. I think 4th of July is on a Monday this year. What are you doing for the 4th of July, Dave?
Celebrating freedom.
And for New Year's?
Celebrating the new year.
One time you and I hung out on 4th and we were just like on a Brooklyn roof, right? You remember? It was like 2012.
I remember. What were we doing? Shooting fireworks?
I'll tell you, Dave. Where we live, there's so many fireworks that it's just nice to get out of town so you don't have to hear all the fireworks. It's crazy.
It already started?
Well, it already did, kind of, yeah. Since summer is going now, people are definitely practicing and they're warming up to the idea of a big fireworks show on the 4th of July, which, I tell you what, it sounds like you're under attack when you hear these constant fireworks. I'm talking about like loud, booming explosions every few seconds for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Do you mess with fireworks still?
I don't know. Like that, when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, there was stores everywhere and you could buy fireworks and weapons. Like as a kid, I think I had a lot of weapons and all the kids growing up in Brooklyn had weapons. which were like nunchucks, throwing stars, switchblades, butterfly knives. Like, I'm not even kidding. And you could buy this at all these stores that sold fireworks. Excuse me. Which,
you're fine.
There's no such thing anymore, I think, right?
There's no such thing as the children's weapons store anymore, yeah.
There used to be. And you can't, like, walk into these. They were, like, bodega firework weapon stores. I don't know how else to explain it.
Oh, it's like Amazon.
They used to be everywhere in New York.
Yeah, it's just like Amazon. Now you can get that drone delivery.
Excuse me. What?
They have drone delivery.
Finally.
I know, right? I mean, food, you get fireworks. Where you live, do they sell fireworks openly?
No, but like, so here, 4th of July, like, it's illegal to set off fireworks, yet people go to the beach and go nuts. Like, it's nighttime. There's just like hundreds of people just firing off their own fireworks everywhere, and the cops are there, but they don't say anything. They let people do it, which is weird. You're not supposed to.
Do the cops just stand and watch?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So yeah, and here in, I guess in Miami, like New Year's and 4th of July, like that whole time around then, people are just setting off fireworks like crazy.
Oh my God.
You just hear it like boom, 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 you know? Yeah. It's really cool though. On the water, on like the beach side, it's really nice. There's just fireworks everywhere. And on the other side of the water, there's like people doing fireworks too. So.
Well, that's pretty huge. Do you live near like South Beach?
Yeah, close by.
So people will just go nuts. And I mean, it sounds like a war.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's on the beach. It is almost like a war. And you have to watch out because these things come back down, and sometimes they're hot, so there'll be like ashes falling, and it's kind of dangerous. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like raining ash, and you're like, "Happy 4th of July."
When I was a kid, we used to go upstate to Monticello for the summers to like bungalow colonies when those were cool back in the day, and 4th of July up there was huge.
Wait, those aren't cool anymore? Bungalow communities?
I have no idea. I don't know. All right. But it was huge up there. Like, people went all out, like, upstate, like just a whole fireworks show, like, every summer, you know? It was awesome. I remember that as a kid. I used to love it.
That's incredible. And there were probably less regulations, so they could go nuts, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like the city, man. In New York City, you're not really allowed to do anything. But people still do it, as you can see. You know? Lighting off fucking M80s and shit on the street.
I know, just constantly. And no one stops them. I happen to live near a precinct, but cops don't do anything.
M80s are like a quarter of a stick of dynamite, so, you know?
Listen, I love the cops, and if they love the M80s, then I love them too. So, I asked you about the aliens. I want to know about other... Oh. I want to know what you think of Zelensky.
I mean, I think he's doing a good job of staying alive, keeping it going, you know? Keep it going for Zelensky.
Have you ever seen his TV show?
No.
I heard it's coming to Netflix.
I heard he was, I heard he voiced the Paddington Bear, but like the Russian version. You know, because he was like an actor there for a while.
Wow. Did he really voice Paddington? That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Had you heard about him before this war? I mean,
no. Have you? I mean, when he became president, I heard about him. He didn't just become president during the war. Mm. Why? What do you think about him?
Oh, I mean, I mostly just think he's extremely heroic.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. It's still, I still think the whole situation is yet to be determined. So, YTBD.
Yeah, I mean, how long could this go?
Who knows? It really depends if, like, NATO gets involved or there's an attack on the U.S. or any of the NATO countries. You know, then it's going to go really bad fast. You know what I mean? So.
No, what do you mean? Like, bad and fast how?
I mean, I don't know. It's like Russia threatens to use their nuclear weapons. They threatened Germany last week. They threatened Finland. They threatened England. Pretty much the U.S., you know? Like, they're really out of control. And, you know, if they do use their nukes, it's going to be really bad.
So do you have any stand-up shows you want to plug?
No. Who the hell is going to come to my show from this in Florida? Nobody.
Somebody wants to know why there were weapon stores in New York and how did you use the weapons?
Who wants to know that?
one of the listeners, see?
We do have listeners now? I thought we were just recording.
No, I go live, bro.
Now I'm nervous.
Listen, this is the deal, man. You're in the gas station, bro. This okay. is
so, I mean,
where it all goes down. And I'm live 1 to
can
6
I get the key to the bathroom?
Every day on FM and across the country, streaming weekdays, drive time. Sorry, what'd you say?
Nothing.
This is a okay, instant classic.
Well,
I'm so glad you came.
I'm telling you, like, as a kid in Brooklyn, all the kids had weapons. We were all weaponized kids. We had nunchucks, throwing stars, knives, like, and again, you could get this at all these bodegas. They weren't like food bodega stores. They were like firework weapon bodega stores, and they were around back then. There's no such thing. I haven't seen it in any point since I was a kid there. You know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like my room, I remember had holes everywhere because I would just sit there all day and just throw these stars like into the wall. Like my parents were like, what are you doing? Like, but I don't know. It was just like common back then. Like that was just like normal.
You're like, leave me alone, mom.
Yeah, leave me alone while I destroy this room with my throwing stars.
Did you say you were weaponized?
Yeah, I told you. Weaponized.
Didn't you say people would, like, hide in bushes and then, like, physically attack you and your friends?
Well, yeah, at the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that traumatic?
It was traumatic, Greg. Thank you for asking. Do you guys take campus cash?
No, we don't.